Now, what are the roles of hospitals in community welfare, like organizing various melas and yatras? The basic aim of organizing such melas is to provide quality services with integrated delivery of all the services for all segments of population, be it low class, middle class, little higher, upper middle class, and if higher class people also require some services of super specialist people in an area where such super specialist is not available, they can take advantage of that. Now, the different systems of medicines also can participate in such melas at the same time. You can have allopathy, Unani, homeopathy, Ayurvedic, naturopathy, etc. They can have their own stalls. Linkage between preventive, promotive, curative and rehabilitative services, healthcare and primary, secondary and tertiary health sectors. Here you can have linkage between all kinds of services in such a way that the basic preventive aspect can be taken care of by organizing various health education talks in such melas, where community people can come there, listen what the experts in that particular field for various diseases, may be communicable diseases, may be non-communicable diseases in the form of hypertension, diabetes, cancer, etc. They give us what are the risk factors, what are the precautions to be taken in case it occurs, where to go, where they will be getting the screening for that, what are the results of the treatment, how many things can be cured, what cannot be cured, for that what kind of palliative treatments are available also, they can talk about that. So, preventive aspect. Health screening can be done there in the form of mass miniature radiography for high risk patients, or mammography, or sonography, or ECG taking, BP checking, blood sugar checking, etc. can be done, and to screen the people at the basic level. So, that will be your preventive aspect and promotive aspect, where immunizations can be given against tuberculosis, BCG vaccine. For those who are newborn babies there, the oral polio vaccine, injection, DPT, measles, MMR, hepatitis B, etc. can be given. Oral typhoid vaccine can be given, or typhoid injection vaccine can be given. So that will be promotive aspect. Then curative, in the form of all the OPD kind of services, can be organized in such melas, which is running for 2 days to 7 days. You can have all kinds of OPDs with you: general medicine, general surgery, ENT, obstetric gynec, nephrologist, retina specialist, urologist, neurophysician, the cancer oncology OPD, etc. also you can have as a detection and basic cure. So this will be curative. Then rehabilitative services, in the form of, you can have the one of the rooms occupied with all the equipments for physiotherapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, etc., where you can do your audiometry also, and you can have experts in these fields. So rehabilitative healthcare, and you can have even the artificial limbs, hands, some of the other equipments for taking care of the various disabilities and handicaps, so that you can link between preventive, promotive, curative as well as rehabilitative healthcare, and primary, secondary and tertiary, where primary you are giving in the form of basic treatment for various diseases for 1 week or so, and you are prescribing them for the iron, calcium, etc., or maybe for 1 month at the most you can give them medicine also for that. Then secondary, in the form of minor surgeries, you can do there in the form of abscess drainage or some biopsies, basic biopsies, or removal of the small lumps and all. And then you can refer them to the district hospital, where secondary services will be done. At the same time, you can offer them the tertiary hospital care by referring them to the tertiary hospitals, where they will be invited, they will be given the appointment to meet the super specialist, and further treatment can be given. Dissemination of information on health by giving lot of health education talks regarding various endemic diseases in that area, epidemic diseases, prevention of the diseases by taking hygienic food, wearing long sleeve shirts and pants or pajamas and jabbas etc. to prevent the mosquito bite, using various kinds of personal protective equipment if required, like mask one can wear in case there is lot of pollution, safety goggles one can wear if there is lot of dust. So, dissemination of information on health, family welfare. In India, family welfare is very important because you have got huge population. So, initially we came out with two children and then after that one can go for the permanent sterilization. So, even camps for vasectomies and tubectomies have been organized in many of the villages in such health melas. Even cataract camps have been organized for taking care of the vision of the people, because cataract is one of the most important cause of blindness in India. So, family welfare, where we are teaching the couple how to prevent conception by using the oral pills, by using condom, by using copper tea for interval family planning. When one child is there, if you want to have 3 years gap in between these, for 3 years the woman can be given a copper tea, so that she can avoid conception, and then after that she can go for the permanent sterilization in the form of laparoscopic TL, or a male can go in the form of vasectomy, nowadays NSV, non suture or non scalpel vasectomies are available, whereby not even a cut is there, not a single suture is there, by the specialized equipments that have been formed. And we are taking care of the population issues by that. Family planning is a big issue in India and still it remains. Essential pathological tests can be done in such yatras, melas, like complete blood count with hemoglobin, total count of WBC, differential count, platelet count, blood malarial parasite, urine routine microscopic, stool routine, etc., blood sugar, fasting PP, lipid profile, serum creatinine. All this will tell us about in general if there is anemia, whether it is iron deficiency or the macroblastic anemia, which is megaloblastic anemia due to vitamin B12. One can know about if there is any infection where the WBC count will increase. With acute infection, the polymorphs will be more. With chronic infection, lymphocytes will be more. ESR may be high due to any chronic infection, including the TB or some of the rheumatological diseases. Urine can show you either the blood in urine, which can go in favor of the stone or the cancer. If it is painless hematuria and huge amount of blood is going, it can also show you infection. So, urinary tract infection can be found out and treated in such melas. Stool can tell us about the worms in the stool, so enthalmintic drugs can be given to such patients, or E. coli and amoebiasis may be there, so anti-amoebic drugs can be given. Lipid profile can tell us about cholesterol, so one can prevent heart problems by taking care of the cholesterol, by prescribing the right kind of drugs and diet control, exercise, etc. So, these basic pathological tests, then the basic medicines can be given for all kinds of diseases to them for 7 days or 5 days or based on the type of problem, and then followed up in the hospitals if required. And all kinds of health education information can be given. The diet control by a dietitian can be given for various kinds of diseases. Therapeutic diet can be discussed, like diabetic diet, hypertensive diet, those who have undergone bypass, those who are having kidney problems, they can give them specific diet, and all these things can be given without cost so that people can be benefited at large. Now, healthcare services involved in national programs, as I told you, it will be for control of tuberculosis, where BCG has been made compulsory for all children who are born at the time of birth Of course, it gives around 40 to 50% protection against tuberculosis. And even the health education talks will tell them that if somebody is having sputum positive tuberculosis, he or she should take rest as far as possible. She should not go into the open spaces till the sputum positivity converts into negativity by taking 2 months of DOTS treatment or RNTCP, that is revised national TB control program, by taking 4 drugs. Then malaria, where one can know there are mainly Plasmodium vivax or falciparum, 2 types of main malaria. So vivax is comparatively benign, but of course it can recur, so one should take a primaquine tablet 1 twice a day after taking chloroquine tablet 10 tablet, and checking for the G6PD deficiency. If it is negative, then only one should take. And falciparum, one should be more careful. If required, one can get admitted in a hospital. HIV, where we have got Shakti clinics where we can detect by taking ICTC, by pre-test counseling and post-test counseling, and then if the HIV positivity is found, they can go for the ART center, where they can be checked for the various kinds of problems which can coexist due to immunocompromised status of the person, and even CD4 count can be done, and based on that the treatment for HIV can be started. Maternal health, child health by growth monitoring, maternal health by taking antenatal, postnatal care, taking care of all the complications of pregnancy, and preferring that every delivery should occur in the hospital so that it can take care of all the complications during delivery also. Immunization, that's 2 injection tetanus toxoid to all pregnant mothers, HIV hemoglobin urine test for all pregnant mothers in antenatal care, immunization for children in the form of OPV, BCG at birth, and 1.5 month, 2.5 month, 3.5 month OPV, DPT, 9 months measles, 1.5, 15 months MMR, 1.5 year polio and DPT. And of course hepatitis B also can be given at 1.5, 2.5 and 3.5 months, and 5 years again polio and DT. And family planning services in the form of condom, oral pills, if required MTP under proper indications, along with then copper T or medical termination of pregnancy, or vasectomy or tubectomy. In all Lok Sabha constituencies, for 3 days in the vicinity of medical college, civil hospital and community health care services can be provided. The venue, date, in consultation with the MP, that is Member of Parliament, District Magistrate and Chief Medical Officer, one can decide, so that it is well known to all the people around that the health yatra or health mela is being organized, where all these services will be available. Multiple stalls can be kept, one for maternal care where obstetric gynecologists will be sitting, child care where pediatricians will be there, non-scalpel vasectomy where the general surgeons or the gynecologist will be doing the surgery for vasectomy, the reproductive and child health, blindness control where even cataract camps can be organized, and various kinds of national programs. Based on that you can have various kinds of stalls. Printed map should be there, which should indicate the layout of all the stalls, where people should know that this is the stall where a general physician is there, here a general surgeon, ENT, orthopedic, this is the place where ECG is taken, EEG is taken if required, neurophysician is there. And special focus should be there on girl child. We know that there is a lot of cases of female feticides going on in India. Now due to the stringent rules of PCP and DT Act and enforcement of the same by various inspectors, it is decreasing, but still it is there. Overall ratio of male to female, if we see, the number of females are decreasing. Say around 932 females per 1000 males we have seen in some of the states. While some of the states it is 948 per 1000 and all. So similarly we can say that overall female feticide was there, where people were diagnosing in utero the sex of the child, and then because The cultural custom of India is such where the female child is supposed to be married. At that time, lot of dowry is to be given, and people believe that a male child is the Kuladipak. When a father dies, the male child should be there to even burn that, then only that person will go to heaven. This is what the custom says. The beliefs are such, and hence people have been believing that we can, if we can't afford financially or otherwise, if you already got one or two daughters, we don't want one more. We would prefer only a male child. This is how the female feticides was increasing, and now with government intervention, with proper law, PCNP and DT Act, it is decreasing, of course, but still the importance of girl child is not there to that extent in many of the rural places, and hence government is enforcing this by a special focus on save the girl child in such health melas and yatras, where the hospitals also can take part actively. Physical checkup, investigations, referral and health education, all these things are done in such stalls where people's physical checkup is done by the consultant, some basic investigations are done, they are referred to the right kind of specialties. If it is available there itself, they will be referred there, otherwise they will be called in the district hospital or the teaching hospitals later, and health educations are given to them. Now, when we consider the various kinds of health melas where it is usually conducted for 3 days up to maximum 7 days if at all, and even basic operations are done to take care of various health programs and ultimately to benefit the society at large, to give the right kind of healthcare services, multi-speciality, multipathies also offered based on the requirement of the community at that place. Now let's understand the one more important aspect of hospital services, that is, many of the hospitals are now working as a teaching hospitals, where the education to medical graduates for MBBS, for postgraduate, for MS, MD, for super speciality in the form of MCH or DM in cardiology, in endocrinology, in neurology, MCH in plastic surgery, in urology, in neurosurgery, etc. are given. So teaching is very important aspect of hospital service. Secondly, paramedical staff is also being taught in hospitals, especially nurses. There are multiple nursing schools attached to hospitals. Then technicians in the form of dialysis technician, ECG technician, EEG technician, speech and audiology technician, etc. So teaching is also one of the important aspects your hospital has to look after, so that not only the undergraduates but even postgraduates in the form of housemen, registrar, they are being taught, and they teach in turn to the interns who are trainees under them. And apart from that, research is also very important for hospital, because newer and newer diseases are coming, newer and newer diagnostic modalities are developing, whereby unless you research further to find out the early detection of the disease, to develop the newer and newer treatment, because many of the bugs or the germs are becoming resistant to the present drugs, or there is mutation occurring in them, and even the at cellular level, at immunological level, at multiple levels in human body, because human body cells are very complex. Stress is a major factor which can lead to many problems. There are lot of external factors in the form of air pollutants, water pollutants, the mental problems due to the competition that is increasing everywhere, the loneliness, the cultural aspect where spirituality is going down, more and more materialism is coming due to capitalism. So all these factors combined ultimately are having lot of toil on the health of people in the society, and hence various kinds of new diseases are also cropping up. Because of all that, we need to learn about the risk factors of various diseases, the trends of the diseases, some of the chemicals which are going to be used are never being used, so what are the adverse effects of that chemical on the human cells, human body, organs. So you need research in all the field if we want to upgrade our knowledge, if we want to help the patients, if we want to help the people in society to a large extent so that they remain healthy physically, mentally, socially and spiritually. So we are doing lot of research in collaboration with ICMR, where planning, formulation, coordination and implementation as well as promotion of biomedical research goes on. So one has to first plan what kind of research we want to do, whether clinical trials on drugs we want to do, whether we want to study about the rare disease, some of the congenital disease, some of the communicable diseases, if there are any mutations occurring. There is lot of research going on for malaria also, because we have thought of malaria eradication, but it is being postponed day by day because lot of cases of malaria every year they occur in India. And newer trends are coming where even Plasmodium vivax is becoming at times fatal disease, which earlier it was not. So we need lot of research in all kinds of diseases that are occurring. So first you have to plan what kind of research you want to do, whether you want to do the research for healthcare delivery system based on the number of population, based on the trend of the various diseases that are occurring, based on the specialist and super specialist services needed, based on the administrative aspect, or based on the drugs, based on the drug interaction, based on the treatment, based on the preventive aspect, based on the rehabilitative aspect. Various kinds of research can be done. So first you have to plan for what disease you want to do, for what drug you want to do, etc. So planning, once you have planned, then formulate how to go about it. Initially you may have to do some research on animals, then on human beings. An experimental group, control group, randomized double blind trials you may have to do. So one has to formulate exactly how to go about the research. Then we have to get coordination from various fields of people. It's from engineering, bioengineering, biomedical science, biochemistry, molecular biology, genetics, nanotechnology, multiple fields are there from which we can learn a lot, which we can utilize a lot to find out the mode of delivery of the drug, to find out the what kind of changes are occurring at the cellular level, what mutations can occur and how you can prevent it to get the right kind of drug to be developed, which will act particularly at that particular site of the enzyme or at that nanoparticle of the cell for the human being cell or for the bacteria cell or for the viral cell. So lot of things are needed to be coordinated while you want to go for research. And after that you are going to implement to do that research, and then you will have to promote that research so that people are going to accept the results, they are going to recheck it, and once it is approved by the FDA, you can use those newer technologies, newer techniques and newer knowledge for treating, for preventing the disease, etc. So a lot of biomedical research is going on in collaboration with ICMR. Intramural research through 21 permanent national research institutes and 6 regional medical research centers on health topics is regularly going on in collaboration with ICMR. These researches can be for tuberculosis. TB can occur anywhere in the body. It's one of the most common diseases in India. Usually the ESR goes high, loss of appetite, loss of weight are some of the common symptoms, evening rise of fever, but everybody may not be having these symptoms also. It can occur in the intestine, where you can have alternate diarrhea, constipation, some mucus in stool, some blood in stool, but it can occur in any other disease of dysentery and diarrhea also, so it's difficult to diagnose. It can occur in lungs, where a person will have chronic chronic cough, not improved by regular antibiotics. At times, one can get hemoptysis where blood in sputum. So, tuberculosis, leprosy, Hansen, cholera, diarrhea, human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, malaria, Kala Azar, vector control, nutrition, various kinds of nutritional deficiencies are leading to multiple problems. It can be iodine deficiency leading to thyroid problem. It can be iron deficiency leading to anemia, B12 deficiency leading to megaloblastic anemia. Then food. Food is also one of the important aspects where junk food is leading to a lot of problems in today's world for non-communicable diseases. Drug toxicology. Iatrogenic diseases are occurring to a large extent. Drug interactions are leading to a lot of problems. Anaphylactic shocks are occurring due to drugs. So, drug toxicology, then reproduction. Day by day, the capability of reproduction is also decreasing. People who are working near foundry, they are less likely to be fertile because the spermatogenesis can be adversely affected. Some of the females working in hormones, pharmaceutical company where male hormone is produced, probably that also can adversely affect the fertility of that woman. Radiation can adversely affect. So there are some of the chemicals can adversely affect. So there are multiple factors which can lead to a reproductive problem. So when you do the research, you will come to know what precautions to take. Then immunohematology. Some of the rare diseases of hematology are occurring due to immunity problems also, immunological problems also. Oncology is regarding cancer and medical statistics. Also, one has to get the trends of various diseases. So, medical statistics is also very important. It gives us an idea about the variance that is occurring, about the standard deviation that is occurring in disease prevalence, the prevalence rate, incidence rate, crude death rate, infant mortality rate, maternal mortality rate, all these statistical ratio, the vital statistics, all these things will tell us where we are proceeding, what are the measures one has to take to prevent this and to improve these ratios. Also, human resource development and training through doctoral and master's program can be done in medical and paramedical field. Ultimately, it is the human resource which is very, very important for hospitals. It is the doctors, nurses, paramedical staff who are, and the technicians, paramedical, these are the main people who are really diagnosing the disease early by improving their clinical acumen. They are the people who are interacting with people to find out their psychological state. They are the people who see the trend of the disease, who find out the risk factors of the disease by interacting with them regularly, by analyzing the problems of the patients regularly, by going through the medical records of the patients. They can learn a lot and probably find out the new trend which is occurring, probably find out the new risk factor which is responsible for a particular disease. When epidemic is occurring also, they are the people who will find out what steps should be taken to prevent such an epidemic now and in the future. So, human resource development is very important, and regular medical education, continuous medical education program should be organized for medical and paramedical field. So, training is very important, and that can lead to doctoral and even the master's program in various fields. It can be master's program for the dialysis technician, it can be master's program for nursing profession, it can be master's program for biochemistry, immunology, microbiology, pathology, etc. Open-ended research with grant in aid. Research fellowships can be given to people who are interested in research, so that they are more prone to do that because their family financial needs can be taken care of by giving them this fellowship money and all. Research associateships and workshops can be organized regularly for enhancement of the knowledge, for getting the knowledge from various experts from all over the world, and improving our knowledge by these kind of interactions from experts from all over the field and some other field people also, where you can get a variety of angle to your problem and then you can implement it in future. Biomedical, social and behavioral sciences with epidemiology. Biomedical, bio is life and medical is medicines. So, various medicines are to be researched in such a way that we can help the patients in their disease to improve, to cure them. Social aspect is also equally important, because there are various sociological factors also which can affect the health of a person, which can affect the accessibility of the healthcare by the person, which can affect the myths and misconceptions. If they are having, they may not take the right treatment from the right kind of pathy also. And there are behavioral sciences also which are going to adversely affect or positively affect the patient's behavior in such a way that if he goes into drug addiction due to mental depression, due to lot of competition, if he is lonely, if he is not getting the right kind of emotional support from parents or the colleagues or the superiors, you can understand it can lead to addictions. If he smokes, if he takes ganja, if he goes for any other drugs, IV drugs and all, you can understand how many problems can occur because of that. It will lead to cancers, it will lead to HIV AIDS, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, etc. and what not. So, behavioral sciences also one should understand and give the mental psychological help to these patients, to these people, and one should know about epidemiology of various diseases thoroughly, which will help us in research when we do the longitudinal and cross-sectional studies of various diseases. We can find out what are the attributable risk factors, what is the incidence rate and prevalence rate in a particular locality, what specific measures one has to take care of in that particular locality, what is the cultural background of these people, demography, everything. When we learn, we can find out the risk factors, we can find out some of the determinants, and distribution of these disease factors will give us an idea how to tackle this disease in future. So, epidemiology, then identifying the risk factors and trends of the disease, early diagnosis of various diseases by improving upon the diagnostic aids in the form of laboratory tests, in the form of radiology, imaging, in the form of nuclear medicine, and improving the clinical acumen. Then therapeutic agents in the form of development of new drugs, development of new modalities of treatment in the form of radiotherapy for a cancer, including vaccines. So, developing vaccines. We are in research for HIV vaccine, we are researching for malaria vaccine. Of course, still it is not available that easily, but people are trying their level best, and some of the vaccines can help us for taking care of cancers. We have never thought of cervical cancer can be taken care of by vaccine, but now with the Gardasil vaccine available, there are four strains of the main strains of this virus are taken care of by this vaccine, and young females, if they are vaccinated, they are less likely to get cervical cancer. With this, we have learned about various kinds of services in hospital operations. We learned about the introductory part, where we learned in general about what is a hospital, what are the various services available, extramural services, intramural services, the location of the hospital, where it should be when you are planning the hospital, what are the market research you are supposed to do, what are the community based needs that are there for the hospital in that locality. Based on that, you will establish a hospital where you will take help of the right kind of people who are experts in making that hospital, where you will take care of the earthquake, seismology and the flood, etc., other disasters which can occur in that area. So, considering all these factors, you will establish a hospital. Then, what are the various kinds of hospital as a organization? We learned the basic functions of organization, the basic management of the hospital, how we are going to do. Then we learnt about the various technological services in the form of doctors, paramedical staff, nurses, nursing services we learnt. Then we learnt about some of the additional services which are required, auxiliary services and other services which are required as support services. And finally, we came to conclusion that only hospice, hospital, is mainly for IPD, but not only it stops there, but even going beyond to the community in the form of various extramural services, establishing ambulances, the mental psychological aspect of people, organizing medical camps, health education talks, the various organizing various health melas, and helping the government in many of the development of the facilities. Apart from that, even the research in medicine, biomedical, biosocial research, all these things are very important services of hospital, and this is how one should see to it that the hospital services are run optimally with best of the possible resources available, so that one has to take cost control as a major thing in that. At the same time, one has to look into medicine as a noble profession, and one has to take care of the poor patients. At least 15% to 20% beds of the hospital should be kept for poor patients, where free of cost medicines, surgeries should be done, so that the disadvantaged people are also being treated with full guarantee, and overall it will improve the image of the hospital in the eyes of the community. And you should improve upon the cultural aspect of the community at large, so that they try to take more and more better and better facilities which are there with your hospital, and around all the healthcare facilities they should take advantage of, and ultimately it will lead to better health in the form of physical, mental, social and spiritual aspect of each and every person, and overall it will lead to better community, genetically better community for future, and the nation building at large and society building at large. And finally, we are believing in the whole world is one, so it is the God's creation, and one has to look into helping all the people in the world. That's what should be the aim of a hospital. Thank you.